the fullness of grace. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 14. The perfect law was engraved on stone, but is unable to beat with a heart of pure love. The faultless law cannot empathize with our weakness or understand our difficulties. The letter of the law may be perfect, but is insufficient to reveal the Father's love. The ministration of law came through Moses, but fullness of grace came via Jesus. The elements of the law placed men under bondage, for the letter of the law kills, but the personification of grace gives abundant life, a life that's enriched by grace. The glory of the law shone in the glowing face of Moses, but that brilliance faded. The glory of God's grace is the glory of the only Son who is begotten of the Father. The ministration of grace can never fail, for Jesus Christ is infinite and he is perfect. He is perfect in his being and work, his word and his ways. His grace can never fail. The glory of Christ is beautifully seen in the essential attributes of the living God. His glory is interwoven with his handiwork, his skill, his wisdom, and his kindness. The glory of God's grace is a lantern that illumines the whole of Christ's character. His grace becomes a platform upon which every perfection of deity stands, and the fullness of the glory of God's grace is reflected in the face of Jesus Christ. It was grace in its fullness that caused the Godhead to look down the corridors of time and purpose an eternal plan that would redeem a sinful race of humanity from sin. It was the fullness of grace that conceived of the plan of salvation, that purposed that he would plead the hopeless cause of unregenerate man and undertake to pay its price. It was the person of Christ who demonstrated the fullness of grace on Calvary's cross, and out of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace upon much more grace. For in Christ is all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the fullness of all grace. Grace was not a modification of the original plan of God for man, when he realized that the law was a ministration of death. The law was to point people to Christ. God did not have to send the Lord Jesus as the Word made flesh to modify the original plan he had purposed for man. Grace was God's plan from the beginning. The fullness of God's grace was in the heart of our gracious God, when he purposed before the foundation of the earth that the Word would become flesh and dwell among his people, so we could see the glory of God's grace reflected in the face of the lovely Lord Jesus, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.